Would open your Bibles with me to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. I thought of this passage a few days ago when I was driving to work, and I knew we had the devotional. And Mike said, let's continue on belief. What is belief? You know, a lot of people have a misconception about belief. If you look at Romans 10, verse 8, it talks about the word of faith. That's where we get our faith. That's what we're told what to believe. You know, I've been studying the Bible with a co-worker of mine who I really thought had a good and honest heart. I thought for sure, Mike, he was going to obey the gospel months ago, but he didn't, and I lost him today. He's gone over to denominationalism, and it's pretty. But he still thinks he's a believer. He still thinks he's a believer, but he doesn't believe what Jesus said. And I'm thinking from that lesson that I learned today, brethren, when we talk to people, we need to press them. What kind of faith do you have? You say you believe Jesus. Do you really believe him? Do you believe everything he said? Well, yeah, but I don't think you need to be baptized. Really? Didn't Jesus say he that believes and is baptized shall be saved? I didn't make that up. The Church of Christ didn't make that up, but we teach that because that's the truth. That's part of the Great Commission that we're told to take to people. And friends, I'm thinking this. Tell me if I'm wrong. I'm going to start pressing people when they start talking about they're a believer. I'm going to ask them, do you believe this is what Jesus said? And if they say, no, I don't think you need to do it, I'm going to say, I'm sorry. That makes you an unbeliever. I'm going to say that as kindly as I know how. I wasn't real kind to my friend today. It was the word of God. It was a matter of fact. You're an unbeliever. That's what I told him. He still thinks he's a believer. Now, he went and got baptized at the Baptist church. He's a Baptist now. Okay? By a Baptist preacher who don't even believe in baptism. He didn't even think you need to be baptized, but he went and got baptized. Why do you do something in lack of faith? Does Romans 14:23 say, whatsoever is not in faith is sin? You can actually do something that's right, and maybe it's actually sin. But let's look at Romans or Acts chapter 16. This is what real faith is. And brethren, I thank y'all for loving the truth. Thank you for loving the truth. So many people out there think they do, and when you talk Bible with them, they don't know jack. They don't know jack. And you can tell because they don't know this book. Acts 16. Notice Paul and Silas were cast into prison. They were beaten. Their feet were in stocks. At midnight, they're singing praises to God. What kind of faith did they have? Nothing was going to break their faith. They believed in God. And nothing was going to stop that. So a great earthquake happens. You know the story in Acts 16, 25 through, let's see, 34. So a great earthquake takes place. All the doors of the prison are opened, and yet no one escapes. I'm thinking maybe that's God's providence because something more was at stake here. Could be. I don't know that. But the guard or the jailer wakes up and he draws his sword. He's going to kill himself because if those prisoners escape, it's his head. But they hadn't escaped. Paul said, do yourself no harm. No, we're all here. And I think they were all there for a good reason because he's going to learn the gospel. And this is a man with a good and honest heart. He's a jailer. An opportunity comes up. And so he says, sirs, what must I do to be saved? That's a pretty clear question, isn't it? What must I do to be saved? And they, it says they, took him aside and preached unto him the word of the Lord. They said, well, they said, believe on the Lord Jesus. But notice, I think I saw a tract by Billy Graham. They use this passage. It's the only one in the book of Acts they might use. But it talks about believe. They think that's all you have to do is believe. And he was told, believe on the Lord Jesus. Is that what Paul was saying? Believe on the Lord Jesus, that's all you have to do? Did he say faith only? No, he didn't say that, did he? And notice, they took him aside and preached unto him the word of the Lord, and then he was baptized. What did preaching on the word of the Lord include? The teaching on baptism. Baptism is for the remission of sins. We know that. My friend does not know that. He did, a while back, believe that he should be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Now he doesn't believe that. He's hanging around the wrong people. He's hanging around unbelievers. But this man heard the gospel. He believed it, and he was baptized, and his whole house was baptized. And notice, not only that, he was told to believe. How would he believe? Hear the gospel. Romans 10, 17, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. You have to hear the word. You have to know what to believe. And so he was told what to believe. That included baptism. He was baptized. We know for the remission of sins, because Acts 2.38 says baptism is for the remission of sins. Acts 22.16 says that. That's real faith. That's what this man did. He heard the gospel. He obeyed the gospel. And notice verse 34. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced. I see repentance there. Believing in God with all his house. Now he's a believer. What kind of believer is he? Is he a Mickey Mouse believer? Mickey Mouse religion? No. He heard the word, and he believed it, and he obeyed. That's real faith. That's belief, Brother Mike. And most of us here have done that because we believe. We believe the word. And I hope if you're with us tonight and you've never named the name of Christ, if you are willing to repent of your sins and confess your faith in Christ, be buried with Christ for the remission of your sins, because that's what baptism is for. If we can help you with that, let it be known. If we can help you with anything else, please let it be known as we stand and as we sing.